Welcome to the Power Press Podcast. My name is Mackenzie Bennett, and I'm your host. On this podcast, we share information to empower your podcast. Today, joining me is Sean Thorpe, part of the Blueberry team. Thanks for being on.
Hi, Mackenzie. Thanks for having me on again. I'm always honored to be a part of the Power Press Podcast.
Thanks. I know I've been thinking about getting you on here for a while now, and it seems appropriate as we've had kind of a lot of things going on at Blueberry and, you know, events happening. So good to just come back and see what's going on every once in a while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You are going to be giving us a PowerPress tip later on, which I think people are going to really enjoy. But before that, we have some news. I might do a quick chronicle because I feel like I haven't done one in a while. And that's what we've got.
Cool. Sounds good.
First off, I wanted to kind of touch base on some of the Blueberry and podcasting news. Today, when this episode is being released, is Monday, April 24th. And that means Todd and Mike from our team are in Vegas for NAB, the National Association of Broadcasters Conference, which has a whole lot of people that go to it every year. And Mike, as far as I know, is kind of just hanging out. we don't have a booth or anything like that. Todd is going to be on a panel, and he might be speaking again, but it's going to be pretty relaxed, at least other than panel, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, there's not, as you said, there's not sort of an official Blueberry presence there, but Todd and Mike will be there, and I'm sure if anybody that hears this wants to connect with either of them, you know, if you get in touch with them, probably through Twitter would probably be the best way during the conference.
I would assume so as well.
Yeah. Then, you know, I'm sure they'd be willing to arrange a meetup or something like that. So it's more of an informal, I guess, presence on behalf of Mike and Todd there. Though, as you said, Todd is going to speak on at least one panel.
Yeah, that's definitely what it seems to be. The panel that he is on is called Today in Podcasting, a Radio Station's Guide to Metrics, Reach, Distribution, and Monetization. On the panel, it's going to be Todd, Rob Greenlee from Spreaker, and also his co-host for the New Media Show, and then Rob McCracken from EW Scripps. And this is going to be a panel moderated by Rob Walsh of Libsyn.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad to see a panel at a conference like NAB where they're, you know, gearing things, I guess, towards the radio industry, but it's being, you know, moderated by and mostly it seems populated by podcast people because, you know, one of the things that we run into a lot in podcasting when the radio folks come in is they kind of have different outlooks and sometimes they have agendas and things they want to put forward. So from, I think, our perspective as podcasters, which I assume is probably the majority of the audience for PowerPress Podcast, mm-hmm. you know, I like to see the panel like this where, you know, we've got at least some people that, you know, we know have been established in the podcasting side and are interested in protecting, I don't know if that's too severe of a word, but at least, you know, promoting on the side of independent podcasters, which, yeah. you know, is important. So I think that's good.
Yeah, it's always nice to have someone there representing that and yeah. with that knowledge base, because it's very easy to take the route of, well, we've been in radio, so we have an idea of how radio works. And obviously, it will just transition like this into podcasting. And I've seen a lot of radio people do that, and it doesn't necessarily always end up that way.
Yeah.
Sometimes out of just plain ignorance, and sometimes just because, you know, that's the way that they were led, and that's fine. But it's very good to have a well spread out amount of people like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So if you are potentially attending NAB as well, you can catch Todd for this panel Wednesday, April 26th from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. in room N253. And you can learn more about this on the PowerPress podcast in the show notes and on the blog post that we have on our website. But I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. And I'm going to just toss out there real quick, since I said earlier that if any of the listeners of the show are at NAB and might want to try to connect with Mike and Todd, that probably the best way to reach them would be through, you know, their personal Twitter accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike is at MGDell, that's MGDELL, and Todd is at Geek News. So
yes,
if you want to try to connect with them, it's probably your best way to go.
Yeah, that's definitely a good idea. And I'll put their info in the show notes as well.
Cool.
Okay, that's going on with NAB and then kind of what we're doing with it. And then I just also wanted to touch on this real quick. So recently, and I honestly don't even know how long ago it was, probably a couple of days, maybe a week ago, Apple and iTunes has decided to rebrand iTunes podcasts into Apple podcasts. That's going to change the way that you say things like, please subscribe on iTunes. It's going to be, please subscribe on Apple podcasts. And they're going to have to change some things on the website. And I know that Blueberry is going to have to change a whole lot of things. And we are figuring out how to tackle that.
Yeah, this is an interesting move on Apple's part. Mm-hmm. And ever since they busted podcasts into their own app on iOS, there's been a lot of speculation that eventually they're going to do the same on hopefully every other platform, but at the very least on desktop computers by creating a standalone podcast app as well. And it makes sense to, I guess, you know, make this name change under the assumption that maybe those new podcast standalone apps are coming,
mm-hmm.
though that's still all speculation. It may never happen. And I think we'd all love for it to happen because the iTunes application itself is kind of becoming an unwieldy beast.
It's very bloated at this point.
Yeah. But the big takeaway for podcasters, and as you said, Mackenzie, you know, a lot of people do a call to action to find us on iTunes, subscribe on iTunes. And mm-hmm. I helped somebody this week who's a PowerPress user, and he goes, you know, well, I feel like I need to have a badge on my site that still says subscribe on iTunes, but another one that says subscribe on Apple Podcasts,
yeah.
even though the link is the same. And that's another thing to consider, that even though they're going through this rebranding, from a technical perspective, as far as how we all link to our shows on Apple Podcasts, everything stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you need to panic and run out and update URLs and stuff like that. That's all the same. And I know that the PowerPress development team, you know, they've got it in their stack to update the links that and things that, you know, refer to iTunes to say Apple Podcasts instead. So that's coming. It's just something I think that is intriguing. And as far as podcasters are concerned, you know, just be aware of it. You don't necessarily need to run out and update everything you're doing right away, as far as, you know, if you've got a link on your website that says iTunes on it. I think there's going to be obviously a bit of a transitional period.
Oh, for sure.
And at some point, whatever may or may not come with future podcasting apps on whatever platforms, there will be a transitional period where we kind of get used to, you know, referring to it as the Apple Podcast Directory. And I know I've been trying to kind of retrain myself when I send support messages and stuff to people, and instead of automatically saying the iTunes store, you know, I'll say the Apple Podcast Directory, and that is okay. But there are some cases where iTunes, it still makes sense to say iTunes just because it's what people are used to and what a lot of the, I don't know, the things online kind of still refer to it as, even in some minor cases, even some of the stuff on Apple's side.
I wonder how adoption is going to be as well, because they they can say that they're rebranding this, but the users have to be compliant to that to some extent.
Sure.
They have to be the ones to change what they are saying. They have to be the ones that are changing what's on their website. And it goes for companies as well.
Like, right.
I mean, still, we're going to have to do it, but it's just like, it's right. not going to happen instantly.
Yeah. And it is kind of a confusing state because we do have the app, you know, the actual Apple Podcasts app on iOS, but everywhere else,
mm-hmm.
we still have the iTunes application. It's what people still kind of think about overall, especially if they don't really live their personal lives inside Apple's ecosphere. You know, if they're using Android devices or Windows or stuff,
mm-hmm.
they don't really ever think about really the iOS podcast app. So it's gonna take some time and it'll be a transitional period, but you know, I think the most important thing is for everyone to just be aware of it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be weird. And, you know, you might want to say when you have your calls to action in your own podcast, you know, say iTunes/Apple Podcasts or whatever. I think the most important thing is that whatever you're using to link to, you know, to link to those, to link to the Apple thing, you know, as long as the link is valid and working, you know, that's the most important
thing.
They're
going to understand what's happening. Yeah.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
The call to action eventually happens.
Right.
So in time, I'm not really going to worry about it. At least not right now. I don't think most people are.
No.
So let's move on and I'll do a quick podcast chronicle. And then we'll move into your PowerPress tip.
All right.
All right. So my chronicle is last episode, you had a PowerPress segment that you gave me and that I added into the show. And okay. I was very happy to have that because I think, you know, people really enjoy getting that information.
Mm-hmm.
But it also meant that I was then figuring out how to patch multiple different segments together into one cohesive episode. And it's not that I didn't know how to do it. It's I knew how, like, I knew I could do it in multiple different ways. Which way do I want to tackle this?
Yeah.
So I don't really remember what I did. I think I just put everything together before I put it through Auphonic to, like, make all the levels even together because I was like, I have a lot of different things happening. I recorded myself multiple times. Then there's Sean and then there's the actual interview and, you know, podcast episode as well. And I was like, I think I have 4 or 5 different things I have to mash together. And I think this is the only way that this is going to work out that I like. So,
well, I listened to the episode yesterday or the day before and everything sounded fine to me. So okay, whatever good. Process you came to, it worked.
Good. Because it didn't really occur to me until I was doing it that I was going to have to go through that process. I think I just, like, didn't think about that.
Yeah.
But
well, anytime you're doing something like that where you've got, in your case, kind of a mixture of live audio, the stuff that you recorded on your own, and I know you also had Michael Herron as the guest on that show, so you had, you know, his recording from Skype, and then you had to kind of tack my recording out at the end. And, you know, that's all just editing and kind of dropping things in the right place. And, you know, it's just something that you don't kind of always think about at first when you first start producing a podcast, especially when you're doing it essentially live. But then later, as you progress through things and you take on, you know, pre-recorded segments and stuff like this, then you have to kind of figure out, okay, well, I have to get that audio in line with everything else. And it's a different process for whatever software you're using. And it's a different process for whatever your workflow is. And in your case, as you continue on through your chronicles, you've, you know, figured out a new skill for yourself.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the whole point. I mean, that's what, you know, podcasting is about. Nobody is born knowing how to do this stuff. We've all had to learn it at different times and in our own situations. And, you know, one of the things that sometimes is frustrating for those of us that do any kind of support or consulting work with podcasters is there's so many ways to do this that you just have to kind of sometimes the person that needs to learn it just needs to kind of sit down and do it and figure it out. And then you have that. And you, the next time it's not a big deal. So, you know, I would say to you, congratulations on, you know, expanding your podcasting toolkit.
Yeah, thanks. That's basically the way that I feel about it as well, because I used to not enjoy editing and I don't necessarily enjoy it now, but I don't like stress out over it. And I don't think, oh, am I going to have to ask so-and-so about this or how much time do I need? Now I'm just kind of, I just have that gut feeling that I'll figure it out, which is much better.
Yeah, it is. And you know, I think anytime you start doing something new where you're, you know, building a new skill, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be podcasting. It could be, you know, woodworking or, I don't know, maybe you decide you want to tear apart your kitchen and remodel yourself or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have those moments where you're going to get challenged, but, you know, you work through it and then you move on and you're better for it. So, that's great.
Definitely. Got another podcast chronicle in for you guys. On that note, let's dive into your PowerPress tip. What do you got for us?
Yeah. So, we're doing this one live. And what I wanted to talk about is we've had a few of these support tickets come in lately where there seems to be a little bit of confusion on what the import function that's built into PowerPress does.
Okay.
So I just wanted to give a little clarity as to what it's for and a little bit of basic information on how to use it and then also what it doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
And really what it's designed for is kind of a one and done procedure where if you are migrating a podcast, either A, from another platform into a WordPress site with PowerPress, and this actually does include a PowerPress site as well, a Blueberry PowerPress site, you want to use the import tool to bring that podcast over. And when we talk about that, what we're really talking about is the information that's stored in your current podcast's RSS feed as far as really the posts themselves, or as podcasters, we might more commonly refer to that as the show notes. And the import procedure will bring in some other metadata as well from your existing feed. But the thing I think most people are looking for when they import is, you know, if they've got 50 or 100 episodes or whatever the number is, you know, they don't want to go to their new site that, you know, is running PowerPress and then manually re-enter all of, you know, their episodes, their show notes, because that would be a tedious and potentially laborious task that I don't think anyone wants to do. So PowerPress has this import feature to make that process as automatic and painless as possible. And the second part of this import, so I said A is if you're moving from another platform, or B, if you are just, say, moving a WordPress site where you've got a site located on server number one and you're moving to server number two and you've already spun up your installation of WordPress, it's all ready to go, you've got PowerPress installed and activated, so now you want to move that podcast from server number one to server number two. Those are the two most common instances where someone is likely going to need to import a podcast into PowerPress. And that is really the main usage of the tool, the import tool. And that's why I say, again, it's kind of meant to be a one and done kind of thing. So the idea is let's say you've got an existing podcast somewhere outside of your current site, and it's got 50 episodes. So you go into your either your self-hosted WordPress with the PowerPress plugin or your Blueberry PowerPress site, and if you go to the PowerPress menu in the left-hand side, there is an option there for import podcast. And if you click on that, it starts to kind of guide you through the process. And we also have a support document that has some helpful instructions. So I'll give that to Mackenzie and she can toss it in the show notes.
Awesome.
And, you know, that has some further information if you need that. And you kind of start from there and bring your posts over from whatever platform it is. Now, I want to stress that this does not actually move any of your media files. That's a whole other thing. So if you are migrating your podcast and you're moving your media files, you know, if you're migrating them into Blueberry, that's a separate, you know, that's a separate process. If you're migrating your media files to some other service, that's a separate process. The import tool is not for media files. It's just to get your existing podcast posts slash show notes into the new destination, whatever that may be. And, you know, that's kind of the real, you know, broad overview. And you can, if anyone's interested, you can go into your PowerPress, wherever you have it, and you can look at this import podcast menu and see what's in there. There's no harm in doing that. You're not going to break anything by going in there. If you start clicking around, you might. But if you just want to see, you know, if you just want to see what that looks like, you can kind of get an idea there. So again, that's to, you know, bring an existing podcast into either a new WordPress site running PowerPress or a Blueberry PowerPress site, just the posts, not the media. So we've kind of covered, you know, what the import process is, some basic information as to how to get it started. And then finally, the last thing I want to mention is what the import tool does not do. And this came to me recently because we've had a couple of support requests from people who thought that what the import tool does is it allows you to say, okay, you've got your WordPress slash PowerPress site, wherever that is, and you're also generating a podcast on another platform somewhere, whatever that is. It could actually be another WordPress and PowerPress site. It doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. And you've used the import tool. You've brought all your posts over from the other site into the new site. Everything's great. And then some people seem to believe that what's supposed to happen then is that on site number two, it will continue to just automatically import new posts that you add to site number one. So yeah, this is where, you know, people get a little lost. And like, that's not what it's for. The import tool is meant to be a one and done procedure. You bring your existing posts into your new site, and then you post your new episodes going forward.
It's not a reoccurring thing. It's not just like a fix for it. You have to actually change to the new site.
Yeah. The idea is that you are moving an existing podcast permanently to the new location. It's not meant, the import tool is not meant to work as like a syndication vehicle where you can have, you know, a podcast hosted on whatever platform and you just plug the RSS feed in once and it brings everything over. And then as you update it at the second location, it continues to update, you know, where you've imported it. That's not how it works. So just something to keep in mind. If that is a feature that you need, there are probably other plugins that are not PowerPress that might be able to do it. I've not seen one that can do it for a podcast, but I don't know. It's not something I've researched that much. It's not something that personally I've ever wanted to do or needed. There are definitely lots of WordPress plugins designed to handle RSS feeds and kind of bringing them into a WordPress site to display them in different ways. I don't know that there's one that will allow you to make you know, what would you'd sort of call a dummy WordPress site that just syndicates another podcast feed automatically, and you don't have to do anything on the second site. Again, that's not what this tool is designed for. So I think the takeaway is, if you need to move a podcast into a site that's using PowerPress, the import tool is the way to bring your existing posts over. And then going forward, you now use your, you know, your WordPress / PowerPress site, whatever you have, to, you know, then keep your podcast going with your new episodes, your future episodes, etc.
I'm really glad you brought this up, because when you say this import tool and you're transferring your posts onto your new WordPress site, I just assumed that would include your media files as well. And you said that doesn't work like that.
No, it does not. And there's a couple of reasons for that, because, you know, podcasters host media files in so many different ways.
That's very true.
You may simply be, I mean, I've done this a number of times myself where I've had to move, you know, I've used, in the time that I've been a podcaster, I've used, I think, 4 different web hosting companies. Uh-huh. I've always hosted my own feed. I've never used a third party to do that. Mm-hmm. So there have been occasions where I've had to move from, you know, host number one to host number two. And in those instances, my media files were actually staying in the same place, but the website was just moving. So, right. You know, I didn't want to necessarily move the media files. And then, you know, I think the other side of it is, and this would be more of a dev thing to kind of confirm, but like when you're talking about moving media files, I mean, in podcasting and from Blueberry's perspective, we always recommend that you use a proven dedicated media host. We'd love for that to be Blueberry, but there are other options out there. So it would be a lot harder to create within, you know, the framework, I guess, of PowerPress to kind of create the functionality that would move your media files, because generally speaking, you know, we think about, okay, your WordPress site running PowerPress is hosted at a web hosting company, but your media files are being hosted by a podcast host like Blueberry that's outside of, you know, that website. So it would be a lot harder to try and manage all the connections that would be necessary to move, you know, your media from the old location to the new location if you need to move it. So that happens outside of it. But one thing that's cool that kind of connects to the import function, mm-hmm. and I may talk about this more in the future, I'll touch on it briefly now, but if for whatever reason you are moving your media files, let's say you're self-hosting them, so they're at, you know, your podcastsite.com/media folder or whatever, and that's where you've got your files, and you've decided, hey, I want to step up my game and I want to get my files on Blueberry Media Hosting, for example. So you go through that separate migration process, bring all those files into your Blueberry hosting account. But now the problem is you've imported your podcast post to the new location, but all of your media files are linked at your old website as opposed to your Blueberry hosting mm-hmm. account. But there is another tool in PowerPress called Find and Replace that makes it real easy to go through, you know, it's for the most part, it's automated. Just go through your existing posts that have the URL of your old hosting location and change that to the new location, you know, and, you know, kind of the caveat there is you have to make sure that all of your file names are the same and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So again, that kind of needs its own segment. But my point is that if anybody's kind of freaking out going, well, yeah, but you're telling me if the PowerPress import tool doesn't move my media, then I still have to go through and update everything manually. No, there's a solution for that as well. So it's all there. And, you know, obviously, if anyone has any questions, you can always contact Blueberry Support and we'll always be happy to clarify you. And if necessary, you know, walk you through the process, give you whatever information you need. And, you know, people do this kind of thing, the import and move sites, and that they do it all the time. And it's a fairly standard thing to do when it's necessary. And And in fact, when it comes to using the find and replace tool, I used it the first time myself, I think either last year or the year before. Mm-hmm. And it works great when you just need to go in and update all your media files to the new, you know, hosting location. So it's there and you can find it in the PowerPress menu. And as I said, if anybody has any specific questions about it, feel free to contact Blueberry support and we will definitely help you out.
Thanks for the clarification on all of that. You even clarified things for me.
Excellent.
Good. Actually, bringing that, you talking about support reminded me that if you were listening to this the week of April 24th to, I don't know, like the 28th or something like that, we do not have phone support because Mike is in Vegas. So Sean is here and I am here and, you know, the rest of the team is here for email. However, the phone is not going to work out for you this week. But you can schedule something for when Mike gets back if you need something.
We won't have that direct phone support, but we'll still be, you know, answering all the tickets that come in and we'll be monitoring all the usual places that we, you know, look for support requests. So don't panic. Just instead of picking up the phone, send us an email. Everything will get taken care of.
Yes, it will. Yeah, there's tons of places to get help for this, too. You just mentioned there's online forums as well, and there's tons of documentation on our site and kind of just floating around that people have made on their own as well based on their experiences with any of our services. So rest assured, you will get an answer about whatever question it is you have.
Yeah, my first line of trying to fix things in my own life when things go wrong is I always head over to Google and search around, and then if I can't find an answer that way, then I'll try to go to the direct source.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always here. So if you have questions about the PowerPress plugin or any, you know, Blueberry services, regardless of what happens with the phone, you can always get in touch with us and you know, someone's always watching out for contact. So
this is true.
You will be heard, we promise.
This is true. We will get back to you at some point.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So thanks for the PowerPress tip. And if anyone has anything specific that they would like us to focus on in the show, either for this PowerPress tip or in general, please let me know in the comments. You can email me. You can get on Twitter and find me that way. There are multiple ways to get in touch with us. So if you have anything that you would like to get on the show or even yourself, if you would like to be a guest, if you are a PowerPress user, please email me and we'll get that whole process started. But that's all we have for today. And thanks so much, Sean, for being on with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me back. It was fun.
Okay. All right. Well, everyone, subscribe on your Android or Apple Podcasts, if you would like to call it that, or whatever it is. And thanks for listening, everyone.